Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, back here on Sports Talk, Bobby, Mike, and Christian. Bobby's giving me the
Let me tell you. Let me tell you.
Whatever you want.
I'm down this tunnel. I'm looking at the light. Is the light at the end of the tunnel to make me prosperous? Or is the light at the end of the tunnel a train coming at me to run me over? And I don't know what the hell is going to happen. I'm telling you right now, I could see this, and it'll be a ray of hope coming for the Houdat Nation. I think, hell yeah, we could beat Tampa Bay. We beat them 9-0 last year. Remember how that was prime time? Well, yeah, we could do that again on Monday night. I think Tampa Bay is even worse than they were last year. So all of a sudden you win that, and you get a bye, you feel good about yourself. What if all of a sudden Atlanta comes to town and you beat Atlanta? Isn't everybody's going to kind of be, oh wow, look, we've won two in a row, even with the bye. But the thing that's far fetched by that, if you look at the track record with Coach Allen, and I said it's a big enough sample size. Coach Allen has now been a head coach for 48 games. That's a lot of games. That, in the NFL, I'm not talking about high school, college. 48 games in the NFL, he's been a head coach. Only once has his team won back-to-back games, and that came way back in 2012 when he was the first season with the Raiders when they beat the Jaguars and the Chiefs in consecutive weeks. So I think, hell yeah, that's a great accomplishment. We beat Tampa Bay. It's 2-for-1 NFC South, and you beat Atlanta. I mean, hey, ooh, you know, we're going to win the NFC South. We're in the driver's seat. And I don't know what's going to happen at Cleveland, what's going to happen at Philadelphia. Then you close out against Carolina. But then, hey, boy, there's a ray of hope. Hell yeah, there's a ray of hope. So to say we're not telling the Houdat Nation there's not a ray of hope is a bunch of BS. No, we're all for the Saints. Listen, just win, baby. I mean, I know Al Davis, you know, people don't want to hear that. You ain't got to worry about no kind of promotions and all that. You have 60,000 on a wedding list here and in your route. What you got to do? Win. And you ain't got to worry about the future. It could be from 2022 to 2032. From 2032 to 2042. We all going to be dead and all that. You know, you win, people want to come to the game. They want to be in that number. And they're not so frustrated not wanting to support the Saints.
In 2042, I'll only be about 65.
So okay, so yeah.
Yeah, but wait, you add up the numbers for us. That don't look real. But, Christian, we ain't going to be doing sports talk.
No,
I know that.
The point I'm making is that, you know what? You cannot worry about, we're not blind, just blindly going to all of a sudden say, no matter what the Saints do, no, we want a winner. If they win, we will support a winner. If the Pelicans win, what? You ain't got to do no damn promotion. They'll fill out the Smoothie King Center. You win, they'll be in that number. You win with the Saints, Gulf Coast, Gulf South, they'll be in that number. All you got to do is win. But all of a sudden, you got to continue to support the team if they're not winning? Come on. Then you have a little protest. We live in America. We don't live in Iran. We're not in China. Look what's going on around in the world right now. Oh, don't protest. I don't know. He disappeared. I don't know where he went. He just went somewhere else. I have no idea where he's at. No, you have that freedom. We got to demand perfection. You might never have perfection, but you got to want to support a winner. So that's why, to me, the Saints, Pelicans, all they have to do, look at the fan bases. If you win, they'll be in that number. The fans want to be in that number. They want to support a winner.
Look at the interest in the Pelicans midweek. That's how you can – not
midweek,
this week. Not this weekend stuff.
When people got to go to
midweek,
work.
Midweek.
Yes.
And look the support that they get.
Well, look, tonight
fan-wise.
They play in Toronto.
Toronto.
What's the common denominator? They're playing – good basketball. They're winning basketball.
Well, they're right up there with Memphis. They're leading the division. So, yeah, hell yeah, I want to be there.
And it's still football season.
It's like December, but oh, no, I'm not worried about the post-Super Bowl. I'm into the Pelicans right now.
Think about when have we ever said that?
I don't think you go back to the Hornets. I don't know if I've ever said that football season.
We're talking about November now.
November, December, we are as much interested right now in the Pelicans than we are in the Saints. Now, you want it to be a balance. You want to both get the support, obviously, because, listen, we a big town, small city. But I sell it this way. It's not just New Orleans. I'm not hating on Orleans Parish and New Orleans, but it's the whole Gulf South, Gulf Coast region. It's like, look, Boston's a lot bigger city, but it became the New England Patriots. It's all about the community supporting the product. And I think what the Saints have right now, Ms. Gail Benson, you got the New Orleans Saints, you got the New Orleans Pelicans. Hey, we want to feel like there's a light at the end of the tunnel. It's not the damn train to run us over, but there's a ray of hope that we're supporting a winner. If you do that, you don't even got to hire a marketing department.
Okay.
Oh, like this promotion, that promotion. Just win, and people not worried about waking up, maybe losing a few hours of sleep on a Wednesday night to go to Pelicans game and support their team because they know it's a winner.
How many times, and I can say this, man, it's on the Bayou in the River Parish area, you asked to do a talk, okay? If it's a Kiwanis Club, a Chamber of Commerce,
the Rotary Club,
Quarterback Club. First question, they want to talk about the Saints. Okay, that's not Orleans Parish, but they go to the games. All I know is the surrounding community. When I'm en route from my home on the Bayou to New Orleans, man, they got Saints fans. That's what they want to talk about. Now, they got LSU people in the same realm.
Right.
But it's Saints. The first question out their mouth, Saints. And I do more than any of them. I can tell you that. They want to talk about the Saints, but they want to talk about the Saints winning.
Yeah, and listen, or at least the Saints being relevant.
And competitive.
Okay, right now, so what have we spoiled? Hell yeah, we spoiled.
Yeah, we spoiled.
Because of Drew Brees and what Sean Payton did. I mean, right now, we asking too much to win two games in a row? What? Come on, win two games in a row. I'm telling you. The fans will have a ray of hope, and it might be false hope, but it's still a ray of hope. If we beat Tampa Bay come Monday night and you have to buy it and you take care of the Falcons or the Falcons in New Orleans the next game, then all of a sudden they go, oh, whew, you know what? It might not be pretty. It might not be sexy.
But you got to do it.
But we still maybe control the NFC South.
Bob, you'd understand this. He just passed away. John Hadle.
John Hader, 82 number 21, years old. San Diego Chargers.
San Diego Chargers, and he finished it out.
He was 82?
82. He played with the L.A. Rams and
Eric Cariel. He
lit it up back then with Sid Gilman, Lance Allworth.
They were throwing the football before the NFL. That it was sexy to throw the football. The old AFL, Mike, they were throwing the forward pass. They looked at it like, oh, well, what are you doing? You're out of control. No, what, he passed away, Mike?
Passed away today, 82 years old. Man, and I can remember, because Lance Allworth, with people a lot of times, he lived about 3 years on the Bayou.
On Golden Meadow.
Yeah. His dad
was in the oil industry.
So he would jump around job to job. And, man, just think, Bob, Lance Allworth would have played at where? Golden Meadow High?
Yeah, it would have been Golden Meadow, but La Rose cut off high school and then Golden Meadow.
Because that was before the merge.
Yeah,
before the merge.
Before Sal LaFouche, yeah.
But John, him and John hooked up. Man, that was a great combination to watch on TV. But God bless him. John Hadle from Kansas College and ends up.
Boy, and you look at it. Look how, you know, household names. You think always Kansas Jayhawks, even though their football team did good this year. But, like, two significant players, Mike, I'm glad you brought that up. John Hadle, and who's the Kansas Comet?
Gale Sayers with
the Bears? Come on. You don't think, oh, Lawrence, Kansas, the Rock Chalk and all that chalk, whatever their charity do. That's a basketball thing. But the football team was, look how competitive they were this year.
They were. Bobby, Mike, and Christian, Sports Talk rolls on. If you're on hold, sit tight. We're coming to you. You guys will lead off next hour. This is Saints Radio, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.